Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Married Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Christopher Ramsey.
And it's a birthday special. The little birthday
is it?
The little birthday pig. It's you. You're a little birthday pig. And you're in a lovely happy birthday mood, aren't you?
I am in
what
a
were
nice
you just mood. Saying? Oh, you bollocks. What were you just saying about birthdays? You were just you were just on an absolute tirade, shitting all over birthdays. And guys, I literally said to her, save it and quickly did the mic check and pressed record. Because what's your issue? You started with birthdays are a crock of shit, aren't they?
I just don't get them. Don't get birthdays.
Not get it?
What you meant? You are born.
Yeah.
La-di-da.
Yeah? La-di-da.
I just don't understand them.
Well, celebrate. It's like an anniversary, isn't it? It's an anniversary of your life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But people take them very seriously. I've said this before, man. Every year, it's just always a bit shit, isn't it?
Then you've just added that it gives you massive anxiety, people texting because you feel like you won't text back.
Because everybody texts, which is so lovely. And I'm so lucky to have so many wonderful people in my life. Mm. But then they all text us saying happy birthday, and I've got to reply to every one of them. Because then if not, I'll feel rude. But actually, that just puts more pressure on me.
Wow. Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
God. You know what
is?
You know what could make it even worse? What? Someone could turn up with a bloody big bag of ales, craft ales and fruity ales for you. That really shits all over your birthday.
Nice
does.
If someone turn up with something because I woke up this morning to absolutely nothing.
Listen.
I'll have you all know.
It's your fault, right? If you keep going away and having nights out and stuff and like shirking your responsibilities and just not being here with your family,
wow.
I lose track. I can't get anything done, man. When I've got both them little twats, there's nothing I can do.
That is true. Luckily, I'm not that bothered. It is.
To be fair,
do you know it's nice?
Do you know what? The place I've ordered you some very nice things.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So you see.
Well, this was the email that I got when I was like, where the hell's the stuff? It was like, sorry. How posh is this? It was like, sorry, we had to wait for one of the items to be sent from Italy.
What?
It's a pizza. I got you pizza. It's good. No, it's like, but you know what I mean? Like, I mean, that's posh. Come on, you're waiting for your stuff from Italy.
So, okay, that's
you know,
nice.
Strap in. Right?
You know, listen, I'm very grateful, obviously, but you know where my brain goes to.
Where?
If I don't like this, that's going to be a fucking nightmare to return.
Wow, you
from Italy?
Couldn't see you shitting on that one.
Yeah.
Couldn't see you shitting
you
on
bought?
That one, but you've managed. I've told
like,
you, man.
Do you know when
it's
I bought my new
calzone.
Phone?
It's a calzone.
My new phone case.
Yeah.
Everyone keeps going, oh, your new phone case is lovely. I'm like, don't. Came from America. I didn't realise it was American.
Right.
Oh.
Did you get upset?
Just a nightmare. Took about 3 months to come here. And then I wondered why it was expensive.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. Anyway,
yeah.
Happy birthday to me.
Bon anniversary.
Thank you.
Hey, the big 4-0. Eh? Come on. 40.
We're going for a meal tomorrow, and Chris reckons he's told the guy who owns the restaurant that I'm 40.
Yeah.
You better not
it's
have.
It's going to be a big 4-0 balloon. Big 4 and an O.
I don't, because we're not far off.
First time. It's our friend's posh restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Michelin star. It's in Newcastle.
Yeah.
It's got Michelin star.
Very
it's going to be the first time ever, he said, that there's been a stripper in a Michelin star restaurant. So
you get me? I'd love a stripper.
Yeah.
Actually, no, I wouldn't.
Said it now.
No,
you would hate it. I couldn't think of anything worse. I would cry.
I'd prefer to have a female stripper than a male stripper.
Okay.
I've seen a male stripper before. It was horrendous.
I'm on board with this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want a bloody some bloke shaking his todger in me foie gras, whatever the hell posh stuff they're going to serve.
If it's not Danny DeVito, you know what I mean? I don't want it. Just don't want it.
Yeah, exactly. I've told you before, my mates, one of them was 18 and one of them was 21 on the same day, and we got them a collective stripper, and one of them ran. so fast. The fastest I've ever seen anyone run in my life. Out
away
the
from the stripper.
He ran a Subway. Well, out on a night out, but he ran a Subway in Shields, and he sat and had a Subway on his own until we were all finished in this thing, and then we went and met him at a different bar.
For real?
Yeah, he ran. He fucking sprinted.
Was it because if he was in a relationship or something?
He was like, nah, just didn't like the idea. I didn't want to be, you know, because they put 3 mile away in, they slap you about and that. It wasn't like a proper strip. I was like a, you know. Like
daft
a,
one.
Like a, yeah, I think it was like a Mickey take one. Like a,
okay, that's not very
I
nice.
I want to say a violent strip.
No, I don't like that.
Well, it was like, it wasn't like, oh, let's get him aroused. It was like, let's humiliate him was okay. The kind of thing. But one of the lads was quite a good laugh and he was up for it. But the other lad was like, and I remember I ran down the stairs of the pub and he was gone. When I got the bottom of the stairs, he was gone. Yeah, and I said, where are you going? He said, I went and had a 12-inch meatball sub from Subway, and then we met him later on. And I thought, you know what?
Happy birthday.
I think you won there. I like to think of him sitting with a little candle in an empty Subway at 9 o'clock on a Friday night in South Shields.
Oh,
right, me. So he was burping all night, stinking a fucking meatball marinara, and the other lad was covered in bruises and cream. So I genuinely think he won.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there we go. Mm-hmm. Listen, it is episode 233.
Jeez Louise.
Thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for joining us. We genuinely do not take for granted that you listen to our absolute fucking drivel every single week.
Yep.
And without further ado, it's time for this week's lucrative sponsor. This week's sponsor, Rosie, you're going to love it.
Okay.
You are big on board with this product.
All right.
You ready?
Yeah.
This week's sponsor is Having an Early Night.
Oh,
hey.
That was us last night.
Oh, hey.
It's lovely.
Oh, you just had your tea. Eh? Do you want to go and sit on the sofa? No. Don't sit on that sofa. No. Put that remote down. Get yourself to bed.
Get yourself to bed.
Climb into bed. Have an early night.
I know.
Oh,
I should do it more often. It was bloody lovely. I've had 10 hours kip.
Love an early night.
I know.
I can't, honestly, now, because Robin's going through a phase of having to sleep with one of us in the bed. Oh. And he's just scared of everything for some reason.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm like, right, bed for you and me. Brush your teeth, brush my teeth, lie down, chat to him for a bit. Bump.
Mm-hmm.
Both asleep by 9 o'clock. Absolutely unreal.
Game changer.
Hey, you think about going out? Don't. Have an early night. I reckon I could do like, you know
the
what?
The new, early nights, the new going out.
I reckon it could be like, oh no, because when I didn't I do staying in once and then fucking COVID
and then it was
happened,
lockdown, was like, so don't jinx it.
But I just think, you know how like, you know, they get like regional people to, like Sean Bean does like Yorkshire, cup of Yorkshire tea. Mm. I reckon I could do, hey, have an early night. Go on. You know what I mean? Like
could
a bed.
You could work for Horlicks.
Really? Are they in early to the early nights?
I think they're meant to help you sleep, apparently.
I don't think people drinking a sleeping aid are up for early nights. I think they're bloody night owls then. I think you need to and to be fair, you don't have to consume anything. You don't have to have any sleeping pills or any Horlicks, but you just have to hey, have an early night.
Mm-hmm.
There we go.
I needed it though, because I was severely hungover.
Oh yeah, from your fifth fucking gallivant.
Oh,
your fifth
man.
Gallivant away from your family! Kids, you came in, honestly, you came in yesterday, the kids said, Daddy, there's a burglar. The kids said, Daddy, there's a strange woman in the house. And they both ran
Dad,
up and
there's
said,
a stripper at the door.
No, they definitely know you're not a stripper. And joking on you. literally, they were like, Daddy, who's the strange woman? And I said, no, right. Look. And I had to get photos down and go, look, no, this is you and her. That's your mum. But obviously, she's out all the time now. Just away. You know, it is not even her own holidays. A mum and a sister. She just piggybacked their holiday.
Can you please stop this? Because people take this really seriously.
Yeah, yeah.
And because you don't post anything on Instagram.
Well, exactly. So
you
bring
people
us to
think you never go anywhere,
you do. You bring us to my next point. If you go through all of our Instagrams, guys, go through Rosie's, go through mine, check how many times I've been out, right, gallivanting, you will find it's none. And Rosie's been out loads.
I think you'll find
is that
because
I don't post.
A
total
lot.
Coincidence. Total coincidence. What you did, which was great, which is going to be my beef, but I'm going to air it now.
Great.
You booked your little time away with your mum and sister, and then a night previous to that, went out on the lash with your mates.
Oh yeah, did I?
Can you fathom a world where I say, let's take the UFC for example. I go down and see the UFC. Mm-hmm. I go on the Friday. I'm away Friday, Saturday. I come back Sunday. Can you fathom a world where I would say to you, by the way, that week I'm going away the Friday, Saturday, I'm going out on Wednesday as well.
Mm.
Can you imagine the levels of shit I would get dealt from you if I did that?
Yeah, I know. I don't know how you let us get away with it.
Unbelievable.
Mug.
Unbelievable.
What a mug.
Honestly.
Mate, I just want to enjoy my life.
Without me and the kids.
Yes.
Great.
No, I just want to. I just
stay at home dad, mate. Honestly,
no, like stop it because you're gonna make. Don't try and make us feel bad. I think it's important to have a life. And my thing is right. Once the kids are in bed,
yeah,
the kids go to bed between like 7:30 and 8:00 in the holidays.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. But so
I went out at 7:15.
Yeah, you went up 7:15, but you disappeared.
So I missed them for 15 minutes.
No. You disappeared upstairs to get ready at about 5:30. And your two mates came round and you were, I've been trying on the dresses for the NTAs for the girls. You said you would go when they were in bed. You disappeared.
And the kids come upstairs constantly, so I'm still looking after them. Don't argue about this.
Honestly.
It's jealousy.
Daddy, who's that strange woman you're doing a podcast with? It's your mom, but she's always absent.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just jealous.
I know you are.
We had a fight about the jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. So this is the jingle. We hope you like the jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Shagged, Married, Annoyed. Do you want to tell everyone what you just said to me?
So sometimes we, when we're, to let you behind the curtain here, sometimes it's obviously just us two talking in a studio, isn't it? So sometimes you press record, you start having a bit of a laugh and then you stop and you think, was that any good? And I feel a bit weird. And it's normally me, but you just said there, you went, I feel a bit weird. I don't know if I'm...
I think, do you know what it is? You've made us feel really bad about...
Oh, shut up.
No,
man.
I know, but I have been away quite a lot. And I've been out quite a bit because I just feel like me two friends work in teaching.
That's what it is. And they're
so
off.
Our summer holidays are usually pretty packed with social things because it's the only time they can go. I know, but I do feel like I have been away quite a bit and I feel a bit bad about it. But at the same time,
well, come on, I think everyone listening knows I'm kidding and you should know I'm kidding. And all we'll do is we'll just put more photos of you around the house so the kids remember what you look like. Now, what I said,
stop it though. You're making us feel bad.
Yeah, no, but you're showing us a bit of weakness now. There's a bit of a chink in the armour, so I'm going for it now.
It's my birthday and you're trying to make us feel bad. You should be really nice to me today.
I don't think that you shout all over birthdays. I feel like if I'm nice to you, you'll look. All I said to you before we started was what the actual moment that I just said was, look, you're absolutely fine, you're having a lovely little time. You've got as we both know, I flagged up the fact that you've got toothpaste on your pants,
yes,
and you've got soup on your jumper,
yes,
and it's a little map of your day.
It is, so I do like that though. That's a nice little phrase, map of your day, all the stains on your clothes. Stop thinking about that. Stop thinking you've scruffied your clothes. It's a little map of your day.
It's a timeline of what you've been up to.
Oh, that's a Pinterest quote, isn't it?
Oh, God, yeah. Stop telling your kids about that.
When did it end?
That's my... Stop that.
All the enjoyment.
Stop that.
It's killing me, that song.
Why? What song is that?
It's Instagram Reels. It's just everybody... I just don't know. It's just people put stuff on Instagram on the reels, and that song is Billie Eilish. It's a brilliant song, to be fair, but everyone's using it to just put like really sad things on, or like when your kid gets older. It's just killing us. It's just absolutely doing stuff to my brain. Like, do you know what I mean, though?
Yeah.
I think we're just bombarded with stuff all the time.
All the time.
That's meant to just make we feel bad.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I just want to watch people falling over.
Oh. Yeah, you want to follow some of the stuff I follow? Oh, my God.
I know.
I watched one the other day. There was... we went to a little play party the other day with the kids, and there was this... You know, they're like the... they look like giant mushrooms. They're like roundabouts. You know, like a... Is it called a roundabout? Where you get on it and just spin round? Is that what they're called?
What the hell are you doing?
It's not a merry-go-round, because a merry-go-round is a one that's operated by machinery. But you know, in the park where you know... There's videos off back in the day of, like, kids putting their... moped wheels on them and spinning them and everyone flies off.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Are they
where
called
people sit inside?
Or merry-go-rounds or whatever?
Just some stuff at the park.
Anyway, so there's them ones. So you've got the ones where they're on the floor, which every park I've been to recently, they've been broken, by the way. I don't know what the hell's been going on.
Right.
I think the youths have been breaking them.
Great.
But we went to a part of the idea that had the ones where it's like a handle. So it's
a
bar, and then the spinning bit is on the top, like a mushroom on Mario. So you're holding onto that and it can spin round. And I saw a video yesterday, and I recoiled from it, and I must have watched it 10 or 12 times. It's a guy spinning around on one of them, and he's spinning around so fast, there's a few people on it, and everyone flies off it, and this final guy flies off it, and he flies towards the camera with his legs open and lands full on his cock on a seesaw, on the side of a seesaw, and the noise it makes, it's like someone hammering a girder, and I was like, that's it. I was like, he's dead. He's dead.
Shit, I know.
It was unreal. He flies round and round. He just comes, and boom. And I was like, recoil. Spent about 15 minutes watching it again. Unbelievable.
Oh,
Love watching people fall over. Best thing ever. Bring back more people falling over. Stick your parenting quotes up your arse.
Yeah.
Stick your life quotes up your arse. Yeah,
I want to see hair on fire.
Yeah, great one.
Kids getting their faces smashed into birthday cakes.
Yeah, God, didn't know where that was going there. A little bit worried
falling over.
Yeah, I'm all right for, I like toddlers tumbling. I don't want children being actually hurt because that upsets it.
No. Just
grown-ups trying to do... So the two things I enjoy most, grown-up men trying to do something that they think's cool and hurting themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Serves you right. That's the price here. And this is bad, but then again, I do enjoy, but it makes us so embarrassed I want to die. Women trying to do something sexy and it fucking up.
Okay.
But I can't even enjoy it because it makes us so embarrassed for them that I just want to fucking burst into tears.
Right.
So I don't know how. Actually, no, I don't like them ones anymore. I take it back. Do you want to say, happy birthday, Mr. And I'm like, oh God, she must feel terrible. Genuinely.
I know what you mean.
I feel sick. Old people fall over at weddings. I used to enjoy
oh,
that.
Oh, that's very you being framed.
Yeah,
that's good.
But now I'm like, oh, it'll be me one day.
Yeah, it'll hurt as well.
Me falling
imagine
over and loads of young'uns going, oh, that fucking idiot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, lovely.
I used to be able to do the moonwalk. All right, Grandad, the ambulance is on its way. Babadoo, 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 ba. So as we know, as we've already said, I got you nothing for your birthday, but I did pop out and get some flowers.
Mm-hmm.
But it's,
and something's coming from Italy.
And somebody's come from
whatever
Italy.
That is.
Yeah.
Cheeky little calzone for your birthday.
As I've told you, it's a calzone.
From Italy.
It's a freezing cold calzone.
Is it calzone or calzone?
Don't know the shit.
I enjoy
no,
a calzone.
No.
Yeah, whatever they are.
No.
I quite enjoy them, eh?
I don't even know how to say it. You enjoy them that much, you don't even know how to say it.
No, but they're nice.
They're not. They're rubbish.
I disagree.
They're terrible. They're the worst. They're the worst.
I disagree,
what
honestly.
What would you have in your calzone?
Well, I've had one before when it was like folded over, obviously.
Yep.
And inside there was ham and mushroom.
Get out.
And it was garlicky and it had like sauce on the top. Lovely.
On the top?
Mmm. Yeah. It was in a restaurant. Oh, nice. Honestly.
So you would pick a calzone over a pizza?
Listen, I might, you know.
Fucking
I think
horrible.
I would.
Nah, get in the bin.
I think I would.
Get in the bin.
Little parcel.
Nah. It's like a pasty. It's like a pizza pasty.
Yeah.
It's bad.
That's exactly what it is.
Nah, you can't enjoy the stringiness of the cheese or anything.
Do you know what it is? I'm not a huge pizza fan. It's really upsetting. I don't like it that much.
You'd say this, but you always steal my slices.
Yeah, just a couple of slices, but it's not something I wouldn't pick it.
Awful.
What were you going to say, sorry?
What I was going to say was, it was because of the panic I felt yesterday. Obviously, the flights went mad this week.
Oh, right, yeah.
Something to do with...
I know, big love to anyone who got stuck.
Well,
in a foreign country with no way to get home. Like, it's really, really shit.
So I barely... watch or consume the news in any way, shape or form. But
you had no idea.
I had no idea until someone, I think my mate text saying, oh no, you text, sorry, saying, have you seen this about flights? I'm a bit worried. And I was like, oh God. And I looked. And then a friend of ours was on Instagram saying that she was stuck. It was Portia. It was Ori Aduba and Portia. Is Ori with her?
Yeah.
They're all
family
there.
Holiday. Yeah,
oh
yeah.
God. So Ori and Portia and the kids are stuck in Greece until
somewhere.
Sunday.
Yeah.
And I sat yesterday going, oh, if she doesn't come back, I've got the kids on my own for a week.
So I was away in Spain for two nights and the flights all went awful the day before I was flying home.
And they started crying. I was like, I'm going to have the kids on my own for a week. And I forgot what day it was. And then last night when you got back, you were so lucky you were delayed like an hour.
Listen, we were delayed an hour. On the tarmac without any air conditioning. I took a little video. I've never sweated so much in my entire
you're
like
you in a steam room.
Life.
You're like you in a steam room.
It was horrendous.
Yeah.
Actually shocking.
And I'll tell you what is shocking, right?
What?
I'm not having a go here, but I am having a go. You don't sweat that much when you've been on the treadmill.
No.
So try harder.
I know. What? That's a different kind of sweat. Exercise.
Drenched.
It was shocking. It was so hot.
Yeah.
I was waiting for people to pass out.
Really?
Mm.
Well, so I lost track of my days. Because he got back eventually and I was like, it's your birthday on Thursday. We were like, it's tomorrow. And I was like, right, okay. I haven't chased that parcel up and I haven't got anything. I was shell-shocked all day.
Not like you to panic about something out of
your
control.
I know, it's weird, isn't it? It's totally out of weird. Oh,
well, you're panicking more than I did. If it happened to me, I wouldn't have anywhere to stay.
Of course I was panicking more than you were.
Why?
You were in Spain on holiday.
Yeah, but at the same time, I could have ended up sleeping at the airport. I don't want
to
do that.
I don't think you would have done that.
Didn't
I think
have
you'd have possibly found somewhere. But to be fair, sleeping in the airport or 4 days on your tod with our kids?
Get me
at that airport. Get me right outside that duty free on a sleeping bag.
Yeah, no.
Hello.
Because I read a full book. when I was away.
You piece of shit. You are a real lovely. Piece of shit. It was really nice. That? Do you know how much of my book I read on our holiday with kids?
Oh, none.
None.
Same.
Not one Same. Bit. Same. One bit.
But we are coming to the end of the summer holidays.
Yes!
I can't do fanfares anymore, can I? Can Don't I play know. A fanfare?
Depends if it's free on YouTube.
Can you play them?
If they're free on YouTube, right. You can play them.
Give us a minute.
Good God.
Kids are going back to school.
Yay!
We did it. You've done it.
You've done
You've done the summer holidays. Get back to school, you little arseholes. We love you, but nobody knew how hard summer holidays would be. When you have kids, you don't think of these things.
6 weeks. It's too long. It's too long.
It's too
All
long.
Of the teachers out there, I know you'll disagree with us, but I don't care.
No.
It's too
it's
long.
It's too long.
It's just separate it out.
Yeah.
Separate it out throughout the year.
It's awful.
I don't have any. Just make them. Get them in Saturdays and Sundays as well. Listen. Let them move in. Right?
Babadoo, 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 ba. I have a quick question for you.
For me?
Which is just a normal day to day question, but I haven't actually asked you.
Okay.
I forgot. Have we still got maggots in our wheelie bin?
No.
What happened?
I got rid of them.
How did you get rid of them?
I rinsed it and I poured them away.
Where did you put them?
I went across the street and put them in someone else's wheelie bin.
No, you didn't.
No, there's a drain outside. I just poured them
Put them down the drain?
Yeah, why?
I suppose that's okay. Is that legal? I don't know.
But, I mean, I'm...
Livestock?
I doubt I'm going to be sharing a cell in Durham Prison with serial killers if I put maggots down the... I mean, I'll be...
Communal
I'll
drain.
Be, do you know what? If I'm there, I'll be like, fair play. Yeah. The goddess, fair play. Yeah, it was horrible.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Awful.
Oh, are sorry. You fucking
I'm
joking?
I'm just hitting my pencil. Sorry. Speaking of drains, right?
Oh, what a segue. What a segue this is.
Here's something that...
Are we on local radio?
Do you know when I was a kid?
Stop hitting the mic. Put the fucking pencil down. Sorry. God. It's for fucking news at 10. Bong. Speaking of drains, right? Bong. Maggots in wheelie bin. Bong.
Did you see...
Woman can't hold fucking pencil without hitting everything next to her with it. Bong.
Did you see how we on local radio?
Yeah.
Oh, hilarious. Something that you don't realise is very bad to do as a kid, but as an adult, you're like, that's going to fuck something up. The amount of stones we used to put down my nana's drain when we were kids
right.
is unbelievable. Like, I think we might have caused some problems.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Just stop the podcast here. Lads, come on in, lads, get her. We've got her. She's done it again. She's confessed. Lads, get her in. Northumbrian Water have been on this for you. Lads, the here we come.
The gravel
there
grabber.
She is. There she is. Look her up. Not only was that theft of gravel, it was destruction of local waterways, damaging the ecosystem. Get good riddance. See you later. Will the kids miss her? No, she's never fucking here anyway, lads.
Oh,
never hey. Here anyway.
No, but that okay, probably so caused quite a lot of issues, didn't it?
I don't know.
I mean, I had a gravel driveway and we used
before,
to just...
Before iPads on it.
So, what?
Before iPads on it.
Yeah,
literally,
yeah.
Literally, Robin left to go to your mum's this morning. His nana's, right? His grandma's, basically. Uh-huh. He's taking his iPad, his Switch, he's fucking took toys, he's took games. He's took like a full day's worth of entertainment with him. You and your cousins. Nina, you're coming to nana's to put stones down the drain. Oh, yeah. Don't put stones till I get there. Don't use up all the stones. Nana, Rosie's used up all the stones. Share the stones, kids. Share the stones.
It was actually my other nana's.
Different
so
nana.
So it was a different nana. Oh, different okay. set of cousins. Right. And
I'm so embarrassed I got that wrong.
We got told by our older cousins that there was a boogeyman lived at the bottom of the street, so we used to chuck stones at him as well.
Brilliant.
Bet me nana got had any stones left. get a wicks, granda.
It's gravel drives, bae. Bae. I bought a new bag of gravel last week. What's happening? So sorry, they said that a boogeyman lived down the street.
Bogeyman.
The bogeyman.
The bogeyman.
Great, original. Mm-hmm. In what house?
Don't know. Just used to chuck them down the street. Really.
Sorry, so you were just—it wasn't at a specific house. You would just throw them down the road.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense.
I don't, Chris.
So just a road, an open road with presumably cars on it.
I've told you this before, I'm sure.
And you would just throw them into the ether, just down the road.
Yeah.
Just so the Handfuls. Boogeyman's like, how? Well, you're hard. Oh, watch out. Not one at a time. Scattershot like a shotgun. Fucking hell. Oh.
Little story for you.
Great story. Loved it. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. I've got a holiday observation.
Not fucking surprised, mate. It's the only place you've ever been.
Yeah.
Spend the whole time there.
This is, I don't know if it's just me, Mum and Kate, but I think a lot of people do this.
Yeah.
So anytime we walked somewhere, do you know when you hear an accent, somebody's accent?
Yeah.
Literally leaned in and said where they're from.
Just, yeah, that's your man. I love that. Like,
just can't, like,
yeah.
But I do it as well. So yeah, someone would walk past and be like, Italian. Someone else, a couple, German. English, British. They're in loads of English, yeah. God.
Can you remember the excitement on holiday when you were a kid of hearing someone with your accent around the pool?
Yeah.
Or at the bar?
Yeah.
Your dad would come back and be like, speak to a bloke at the bar? Sunderland? From Sunderland? Yeah. 5 minutes up the road? Can you believe it? Here, in Benidorm, in him, and us? Yes, yes, Dad. Yeah, there's an airport in Newcastle.
It was exciting, though.
It was very exciting.
Where we've just been, there was loads of English people. It was mad.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. I think it was lots of expats.
Expats.
And I always thought expats were people who left the army and went to live abroad. But apparently it's not. It's expatriate. Like,
yeah, expatriate. Yeah,
yeah, expatriate. So. Left, well, I learned that. I went out. My mum told us.
Hell.
I thought you people thought, went to the army.
Are you thought it, so you thought when a comedian does a gig for expats, it was all for army people?
Yes. I thought it was people who'd been in wars, right? Or the army. And they fought in that place and then stayed. And they brought their family.
They stayed there because they'd won.
I thought they'd like brought their family up there. I swear to God. So I was like, expats. Oh, it's ex-army.
How many times have you spoke about this to someone and they haven't corrected you? Do you know what the difference is in your life?
I don't know if I've
life?
Ever said it.
I'll tell you one thing,
it does
right?
sound army-ish, though. Please. I agree, it is quite army. It's army-ish. Quite army lingo. Like,
it sounds a bit
expat.
Army-ish.
It sounds like they're in a club all together. Like, you know how there's like a military base right. where families live?
Yeah.
And they're like, we live on the base.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I always just thought, we're expats. So I was like, oh, there's a link to the army there. I've never so questioned it. But now you, I know it's right. not.
So you always enough. Slag me off for being like a dick and like correcting people.
Mm.
And like, if we're, you know, if we've got people around, or even if it's just, like, I can't leave it.
Right.
So if we're around someone and they said, oh, you know, expats, yeah, because they're all in the army. Everyone, you'd be like, the polite thing is to just nod. Whereas even if I barely knew the person, I'd go, sorry, that's not what that means.
No, I don't think I've ever like, mentioned it to anybody.
No, listen, I'm just using that as an example.
All right, okay, fair
so
enough.
You always have a go at me.
Mm.
But how many times on this podcast have you said something wrong and I've corrected you and you've went, fucking hell, I've been saying that for ages.
Oh, yeah, I know, yeah.
I'm the one educating you now in life.
Yeah.
Because I am, as you call us, quote unquote, a dickhead who corrects you. But no one's, you've hung around with really polite people who've never corrected your utter fucking tripe for years, and now you're learning things.
Yeah, yeah, I think you're right, actually.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm happy with that.
There you go.
Happy birthday to me.
Yeah.
Bon anniversary. Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's Your Beef? What's Your Beef?
Beef, beef, beef.
Birthday beef. Beef.
Birthday beef.
Birthday beef. La 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 la, birthday beef. La 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 la, birthday beef. Birthday beef. Birthday beef.
Just two rounds of it, it's fine.
Yeah.
Just two rounds of it, it's fine. Okay, ladies and birthday girls first. What's your beef?
I've got a family beef.
Family beef?
My beef is with you and our two children.
Okay, wow. That's because of the divide that's happened recently. It doesn't matter. I can't be bothered.
Fucking pack it in.
I can't be bothered.
You said you were going to leave it and
I've
you haven't.
Ah, okay.
This is what it's like married to a comedian. Do you know? Do you understand this?
You keep feeding us it.
He keeps saying, oh, I'm not doing it. And he just keeps doing it.
Right, that's the last time.
Stop it.
Promise.
I will throw my pencil at you.
Oh, no, because I've heard you bonging it on there.
No, I will.
Got some. Put it down, by the way, before you bong it again.
So, I downloaded the new Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
Last week, paid £13.99 for it.
Fucking ridiculous, by the way. Wait until it's on Disney Plus. Is it not already on Disney Plus? It's Disney.
It wasn't on Disney. It was on Prime before Disney.
Did you check? Look at me now.
I did.
Eyes.
I swear. I
sometimes
swear.
You don't check.
I swear.
You,
I checked.
You,
I checked, Chris.
In the past, you have bought stuff on Amazon and it's been on Netflix.
I know, and I've learned from my mistakes.
I got that email going. It was on Prime.
Do you know what it is? Literally, you are such a fucking cheapskate. Every time I have my download to me, because I downloaded Super Mario, because Rafe's obsessed with it, and we've got our money's worth, to be fair. It was like £5.
Yeah.
And you're literally like, what, you downloaded?
But it's the new,
as if
like,
I'm like, I'm downloading porn, like I'm doing something terrible.
I'd be happy with porn, I'd be able to enjoy it as well. Listen, it's
not
the
my
new,
kind of porn.
It's the new thermostat, isn't it? Like, back in the day, it used to be like, if you touch a thermostat, yeah, your dad knows. Now it's like, I get the email, I'm running the room, I'm like, what are you downloaded? What's this?
Why do you need to know? Comes out of our same account.
Yes, but I get the email, I want to know. Well, I'll tell you why I want to know, because the amount of times you've downloaded something that's either been A, on Sky in the box sets, mm-hmm, or on Netflix.
Okay, well, I have learned my lesson. It might be on Disney now, because I have a feeling that it was just the day, and sadly,
that is madness.
I know. Okay,
I feel sick.
I think it is on Disney now. But at the time I checked and it wasn't. Calm yourself down.
It's just upsetting.
I didn't go to the cinema to see it, so that's how I'm justifying the money. Anyway, downloaded it. I'm desperate. I've watched bits of it.
Yeah. Oh, so you haven't even finished watching it yet, so you did need it a day early.
No, this was last week. Our kids,
yeah,
and you, yeah, will not let me watch this film.
Yeah.
In the same room as you.
It's like, very selfish that you
to the point
to watch
where
it.
Rafe can't actually talk that much. He's getting better, but he's like, no mermaids! No mermaids! Like, she's not got her legs at the part I'm up to now. She hasn't even got her legs. There's no mermaids at all.
Do you mean she hasn't even got her fins?
Oh, yeah, so sorry, our fins have gone, yeah. Robin will not watch it.
You put it on. I was furious last night. So me and Robin were playing on Minecraft, and you put it on full whack. And I'm trying to communicate with Robin because we've got a lot of work to do on this game, on this biome, on Minecraft. I'm trying to sort stuff out, and all I can hear is Under the Sea, mm-hmm, blaring from the telly while Rafe screams no mermaids.
No mermaids.
Horrendous. We're trying to... Do you know what we found?
Do you know what it is, though? It just upsets us for the future. Because what's my life?
What do you mean?
Because why... Yous aren't ever going to watch anything that I like to watch.
Hey, you like Mario?
Yeah, it was good, but you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, look, I mean, stop being selfish and trying to watch. Do you think I don't get to watch things that I want to watch?
You get to watch everything. You love the stuff that
what
the stuff? Boys watch.
What name three things I love that they watch?
Cupcake and Dino.
Yeah, it's quite funny.
Yeah. Mario.
Yeah.
Sonic. You love that. Okay. You've all had a lovely time watching that.
You got three a lot quicker than I thought you would.
Yeah, I could name you loads more. I could name you loads more.
Right, okay.
Simpsons. You've watched The Simpsons together.
I do watch
You'll probably be starting Futurama soon. Because Robin's getting older.
That's a good idea, actually, yeah. Mm-hmm. Listen, right, it's selfish that you think that you can watch a live-action mermaid saga drama. Rom-com? Is it rom-com?
Don't know. I just thought they might have liked it. Anyway,
no,
I'll watch it on my own.
They are pure little blokes. They won't give anything like that the time of day. And
they
it's really strange. Because I'm not a blokey bloke. I've never pushed them into football or not liking something. Oh, no, that's for girls. I've never said anything like that, and I never will. But they've just gravitated to being smelly little boys.
Yeah, they just hate anything girly, don't they?
Yeah, and I've never...
To the point, I think Robin won't watch it out of, like...
Yeah.
Just, I don't know.
I caught him looking over his... Switch
a couple of times.
I was absolutely fuming. He got killed at one point by a creeper in Minecraft, and I had to go down and get all his stuff because he was watching the telly.
It's not even that girly, though, to be fair. It's not
It's quite, intense.
It is.
Yeah.
It's good. Anyway, what's your beef with me? I'm going to watch that, by the way, at some point, just on my own.
Oh, no one cares. So my beef with you, apart from the fact that Robin was trying to build a nether portal in Minecraft, and we had diamonds, we were making diamond pickaxes and diamond swords, and you're blaring that piece of shit through the telly, right? Apart from that, my other beef with you, and this isn't your fault,
right?
So I don't know why it's me beef with you, but it is me beef with you.
This is what?
And I'm sort of my back's into a corner here because there's only one way of fixing this, and I don't want this solution. I just want to have a whinge. The kids are inexplicably arseholes when you're around.
Yeah, I know.
And I don't know why. And I know it's not your fault. And please, God, don't leave us with them on my own anymore because I've had me fill.
Yeah.
But when you're back, they just turn into chodes and I don't know why. But basically what I'm saying is I had them for a few days while you were away and they were mint, no bother, perfect behaviour, and you came back and they started acting up when we were both there.
Okay. I've got a quote for you.
Yeah?
Kids feel really uncomfortable and deep down feel unsafe when there are no boundaries and will push and push until they find one. Annie explains, not quite sure who Annie is because this is just
she's got
up first.
She's got her own musical.
Oh yeah, the Annie.
Yeah, that one.
Of the Tomorrow Saga.
I trust her.
Annie explains that kids tend to play up more with their mothers than their dads or grandparents because they may not offer the same degree of safety as their mom does.
What?
So they feel safer.
with you.
Around me.
So they want to be arseholes.
Why do kids behave worse for their mom? Right, this is American. Oh, a safe God. Place. This perfectly explains why children sometimes behave the worst for their moms. They let down their guard, and sometimes that means letting real ugly emotions come out. The biggest of tantrums are safe for those that they are most comfortable with. So you don't make them feel comfortable enough.
Good.
Sadly, you are not a safe space.
I want them on their toes. I want them terrified.
Yeah. That's why. It's a known thing.
That was that. Do you know what?
Did you just blow a burp away?
I blew it in the other direction.
Disgusting.
Yeah. That was evident when I took Robin to bed on one of the nights that you were away.
Mm.
Rhea was already upstairs, and I said, "Oh, Robin, I'm just going to come to bed with you. Mm-hmm. Have an early night." And I went upstairs with him and put the alarm on, and he wouldn't even sit in the bedroom while I brushed my teeth. He came to the bathroom with us, and I went, "What's wrong?" And he went, "I'm scared." And I went, why? And he went, because it's just me, you and Rafe in the house.
And
I went, because Mammy's not here. And he went, yeah. And I was like, well, what are you scared of? And he normally says criminals. And I'm like, are you joking? She's got any fucking chance? I was like, if I was gone, you should be scared.
Mm.
But she's gone and you're scared.
So
she's done no hours of jiu-jitsu training at all.
The band thinks I'm harder than you.
The band seems to think that you can deal with criminals and burglars better than I can.
Isn't that funny?
How strange.
How weird. So he was more scared because I wasn't. Oh, my baby.
Yeah, didn't it? But anyway, I sorted it with him. And what I've organised is me and you have to have a fight on the lawn this afternoon when he gets back.
Right, to see who is the hardest.
Yeah.
Great.
Sorry. So yeah, look, my hands are tied. Robin organised it. 4 p.m. on the lawn. Me and you.
4 p.m. 4 p.m. fight time.
4 p.m. fight time, baby. 4 p.m. fight time. My darling. No worries for any proper injuries or anything. I'll just take you back and I'll get you in a choke and you'll have an early night.
I can't wait.
I would never do that. I love you. Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable, too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for questions from the public. Public. Guys, as always, if you'd like to get in touch, it is shaggedmarriedannoyed@gmail.com.
Should I start off with something really disgusting?
Absolutely, let's
do it.
No. Go in. Yeah.
Seriously?
Heavy, disgusting, bang, and then we'll back off.
This is going to be one of the worst things we've ever said on the podcast.
Are you serious?
I think so.
Oh, fucking hell. Okay, let's... Right. I'm moving my chair.
Right, I think this is gross, and I'm so sorry, everyone. But like we always say, if you're this far in, you're part of the crew. You don't get disgusted.
That is a bold statement, one of the most disgusting things we've ever had on the podcast. So, okay, I'm very... Mm-hmm. I'm lining my mic up. Mm-hmm. I'm sitting.
Okay.
I'm very excited here.
Long time listener, first choice podcast. I don't know what that means, but...
Long listener, just means they're tall.
No, first choice podcast. So this is their first choice podcast. That's great. That's great. Thank you very much. I heard a story that is a great mixture of Let's Talk About Shit and sex combined.
Oh, fuck's sake.
Shitty sex. Great. Sex of the shitty variety.
That shitty is not a review. Not a review.
And here's a Rosie's Mysteries. Mysteries, are you ready?
Good God.
You ready?
Pick a fucking lane.
What is an Alabama Hot Pocket? What is an Alabama
hot pocket?
Hot pocket.
That's just... I don't even want to think. The stuff that's coming to my mind, it's going to be something disgusting. It's coming, you know, that thing where people say, like, you do a poo in a condom and then freeze it and then shag someone. Summon. Yeah, like, horrendous. You knew that straight off the top of your head.
I think it's summon.
Like,
yeah.
It's going to be the opposite of that. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know, you do a hot poo, something, and hit them with it, or stick it up their bum or shit into someone else's arse. I honestly, bring a Babadoo bat in. I don't want to fucking know. I don't want to know.
You don't want to know? No, people want to know.
You know, right. Just Google. Can we not just leave it and go?
Are you ready? Don't Google this. This is going to ruin my life. Please, I'll ring you. An Alabama hot pocket.
That makes it even worse when you do that voice.
Is the act of a man shitting?
Nah.
Into a woman's vagina.
No, you'll get ill.
And proceeding to have sexual intercourse with the feces filled.
No, that's the no. No.
Some people have a lot of time on their hands.
You'll get ill. You'll get ill. You get infections and in that.
Yeah.
Why would someone do that?
I don't know, darling. Does that upset you?
I could with a tiny little bit of. Do you know, like, when actors have got like a thing that they think of to make themselves cry.
Oh.
That could be mine.
Not somebody you love dying.
No, that could be mine. I could, with a tiny bit of effort, I could start crying now.
Good one.
Yeah. That has made me
imagine
so...
the squelch, like...
No, stop it. No, I don't even need that. No, I don't even... No. Honestly. I could cry. That's so horrible. What? I could... You see me face? That's so bad.
The
fact that there's a name, the fact that people are nah.
Poor Alabama.
The fact that hasn't been done just once by accident, it blows my mind. Apologies to everyone
what
in
do you
Alabama.
Mean by,
why
you
Alabama?
Can't? I don't know. I know. What do you call people from Alabama?
But after I've heard this, fucking offended, gutted. Devastated is what you call them. Harshly done by is what you call them.
I wonder why it's called an Alabama hot pocket.
Because someone's a fucking prick.
I
think this is made up. I don't think more than three people in the entire world have done this to someone.
Nah, I guarantee loads of people have done
it.
I
hate everyone.
I don't think that poo should be brought into sex at all. Nah. Like, whatsoever.
Nah.
Like, not. Like, no. Oh. Horrendous. Why would you? Why would you want to bring it into sex?
Nah.
Gross.
Nah.
Sorry about that. Should I not have read it?
I'm like a little bit bunged up. My sinus isn't that. Got a bit of a cold. It's like loosened it all off.
All right. Do you know what? I'm gonna go to the shops. I'm gonna go to the farm foods and get with some crispy pancakes.
Do you know what? Alabama hot pocket's a fucking calzone, is what it is.
It kind of is a calzone.
Disgusting.
Oh no, I love a calzone.
Disgusting.
Right, sorry about that. Sorry, everyone.
Hot pocket.
Sorry, I'm the vessel of the questions.
Don't say vessel after you've said that. That makes it.
Oh, worse. How much?
What?
How much
to do it?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing, because I would die during. I wouldn't be able to spend the money.
20 million.
I would die.
20
nah.
million.
No chance.
Dollars.
Nah, no chance.
You wouldn't do it.
Nah. Nah, there's no amount of money on earth. You could give me all of Elon Musk's and Zuckerberg's money and I couldn't do it.
You wouldn't have a poo in my vagina.
Oh my God, no!
And then have sex with it.
No, never. Nah.
Wow.
All the money in the world, I wouldn't be able to do it. Nah. Eternal life, cures to diseases,
could,
I wouldn't be able to do it.
You could,
it.
You could literally...
It's the worst thing anyone's ever asked anyone.
You could get rid
anyone.
Of world hunger.
Well, you couldn't, it would come back, but no. Nah. Nah.
Wow.
Nah, I couldn't.
You're right.
No, I'm really stuff. Like, this has really affected me in a really bad way. This, when you said it was the most disgusting thing, whatever I said, I didn't really believe you. Oh, I can see your finished soup bowl over there. That's upsetting as well. Visually, I'm having a horrible day here. Like, this is, I was having a nice time.
The thing is, though, I don't think my vagina is big enough to fit any.
Stop. Stop! Stop dissecting it. Stop dissecting it.
Have to be a little log.
I'm sweating on my for Timmy top off here.
You know, it would have to be your second one of the
day. Stop it. That's just don't. Rafe's on three shites a day at the minute, by the way. That's upsetting us.
Oh, God, I know. Right, anyway, sorry, everyone. Let's carry on. You all
right?
Don't
know if I can.
Do you want a little break?
Gone all week.
Have a little break.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Horrible, that, like. Don't send me stuff like that. That's the level. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. Hi, Chris and Rosie. Episode 225 about gentle parenting reminded me of a story about my friend.
Okay.
Just for context, we are the same age as you and from South Shields. Oh, hello.
Oh, hi. Hello.
Might know you. When she was about 9 or 10, she stole a pound from her mum's purse and was caught in the act.
Caught in the act. Mm.
To teach her a lesson, her mum dragged her to the local police station where they gave her a tour of the cells and told her this is where she'd end up for her crimes.
For a quid. Imagine dragging a 9 year old in there now. Hey, he stole a quid. Can he give us a tour? Can you fuck off, mate? We're really busy. Can you fuck off, mate? There was a riot in the town centre today. Can you get out?
It still makes me howl laughing. That's now, thinking brilliant. About her sitting in the cell. I can't imagine how the police would respond these days if we rocked up with a bad behaviour, with bad behaved kids. This is a case of 90s parenting at its finest.
I think that is brilliant parenting. I think that's amazing. And you know for a fact, while she was in there, she sat on the bench in the cell and went, well, what do you think then, officer? Should I leave her overnight? Well, if she promises never to do it again, I promise I'll never. Okay, you can come home.
I'm scared to do old school 90s parenting. Oh, Rafe.
Yeah?
Flipping Rafe. Tell a nursery that we've been hitting him.
Oh, that's good crack, by the way. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What the hell?
So I picked him up from nursery.
It's bad though. That's really bad.
Yeah, really bad. So I picked him up from nursery. But thankfully the woman's laughing. She said, oh, he said his mum's been hitting him. And I went, you are joking.
He says about everybody.
I went, so he says his brother's been hitting him. But now he's starting to see mum. And so then yesterday, right, he had a little mark on his arm. And he came up to me and he went, Robin hit me. And I went, did he? And Robin was like eating some toast. And he was like, what? I'm eating toast, I haven't. And I was like, you can't say that.
He just says it about everyone.
The same mark on the arm. He walked into a room with you yesterday, pointed the same mark on his arm and went, daddy hit me.
Yeah.
And I popped my head in and I went, I beg your fucking pardon. I said, I did not hit you. You can't say that. And he looked and he realised and he smiled. And then he went, oh, Robin hit me. I went, Robin didn't either. Unbelievable.
It's actually quite bad though. And the thing is, he says it, so he got one of our friends, little girl, hit him by accident in the nose with a swing
the other day.
And he just keeps repeating the name over and over again.
Yeah.
So their little girl's called Alba, right? And he just for about 10 minutes, Alba hit me. And you go, okay, it was an accident though. And Alba hit me.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, it was Alba. And he, over and over again. And I'm like, Jesus
Christ. Little grass,
isn't
he? Little grass.
I know, but it's not good. Like,
it's not good at all.
Anyway, so I feel like the older they get, the more you can't really do anything, because my mum and dad used to threaten to ring. My dad literally used to pick up the phone and have like a 10-minute conversation with the children's home that he was going to send me to.
Hello, it's me again. Hello.
It was,
hello,
Chris. Witner.
Which one's been an arsehole today? All of them, all three of them.
I've got a vivid memory of my dad in his bedroom.
10 minutes. Did he not just want to time away?
No, I'm swear to God, but he was in his boxer shorts for some reason. So I think it was like quite late at night, right? And he was on the phone in his bedroom and we were on the bed and he was literally like, yes, hello, it's Derek Winter. Yes, I've got them all here. No, they've been absolutely terrible, right? To the point of like, what will they need to take? We'll pack their bag.
Put your trousers on first, sir. Please don't turn up at the children's home in your boxer shorts again. People are beginning to worry.
But I totally believed him. So we'd be sat in the bed going, Dad will stop. Will not be bad. I'm sorry, Dad. He really kept it going though. But I don't think you could do that now.
No, I don't know. You could.
I think you'd get hauled in. I think they'd tell the school. To the school or something. And they'd be like, Mrs. Ramsey, did you call? Yes, I did.
But knowing our luck, it would be like, and now he has nightmares, wakes up in the night screaming that he's going to the children's home, can't go anywhere because he thinks he's going to the children's home, gets on the bus at school to go on a school trip, and he's like, we're not taking this, and just screaming.
I know.
Yeah.
Because I am a very good actress, that's the problem.
Yeah, definitely.
He'll really believe it.
Definitely. And once I think about that Alabama hot pocket, I can just turn them tears on. We'll miss you, but you are a little bastard. Do you know what I thought at first? For some reason, what you were going to say, you know, when she said she found her quarter in the act, taking the pound, and as a punishment, she made her eat a whole purse of pounds. you like pounds, do you? Open up. I want you to swallow 10 pounds.
I stole a pound off my mum once.
I know, I heard about this.
Did you? Have I told you before?
Your mum's told us about this.
Has she?
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure. Well, I was there when you and your mum were talking about it.
She just, honestly, she made us feel terrible.
She's quite right.
Yeah. Quite right. Like, proper, full-on, dirty, rotten thief.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, well, you
she
were.
Might have actually called us that for a long, long time after.
Yeah.
Dirty, rotten thief.
Dear dirty, rotten thief, Merry Christmas. Love, Mum and Dad.
P.S. will never forgive you.
Mum, it's been 30 years, please. No. I'll never forget. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. Hello, Rosie and Chris. I've only just realised that this is the turn-on, but I've just been watching a bloke touch type on the train, Nick as fizzing.
Oh, devastated for anyone who has that seat after you. wow.
Touch typing is pretty impressive.
Yeah.
I used to be able to do it. Yeah. I learned how to do it at the Inland Revenue.
I mean, is it that impressive? What I mean, she must have a background in clerical work.
Do you think?
Yeah.
I think it's pretty impressive. Seeing what really makes me want to vomit and me vagina go up inside myself is when I watch you type.
Oh, what?
No, I watch you type and you do it. You try to do it so fast.
Wow.
But then you end up doing everything wrong. So then you have to delete it and go back and do it again. It's awful. Take your time. Be more impressive. If you just got everything right the first time round.
I can't believe you are calling me a shit typer in here.
You're a bad typer. You are.
That's upsetting. I'm a great typer. Right, give us something to type.
You're not a good typer.
Right. Tell me something to type now and I can type.
Watch how many types. Yeah. Right.
How many?
Type. Type my name is Chris Ramsey.
Okay. Cool. Without looking at the keyboard.
No, you can look.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. All right. Fair enough.
My name is Chris Ramsey.
There you go. Mistake.
Oh. You're looking at the keyboard, though.
Yeah, I know.
So touch typing is this. Watch. This is touch typing.
Look. Yeah, because you learn where the letters are. Yeah, but you're not spelling anything properly. You've got to learn.
Right. It looks like some kind of Russian telegram that I'm
what
sending.
What you do is you learn certain letters on the second line.
Uh-huh.
So they were the big red dots. When I learned this at the Inland Revenue, they're the red dots. And then what you do is you go from them and you learn the ones above and below.
Right.
But on the actual keyboard that you get given, there's no letters on.
Right.
Just dots.
Seems counterintuitive.
What do you mean?
So even if you're having an off day, you can't look down.
Oh. I learned it with no letters on. There was no letters.
Wow.
Mm.
That sounds like something they were doing. You know when she's doing that training in Black Widow, the Marvel movie?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like doing ballet and getting whipped and typing on the key. There's no keys on it. Send a fucking letter.
I told you the only thing that kept me at that job
was
the lady that came around at 11 o'clock with the sausage sandwiches. Yeah, at my desk. I've never known anything like it.
I can only imagine how... Was there... I think there might have been letters on that keyboard, but your greasy sausage sandwich fingers rubbed them off over time. No, there was. There was. And I bet that was the shiniest fucking keyboard in the world. You just eating handfuls of sausage sandwich and then typing away.
No, honestly, none.
Fucking ice ring, that keyboard.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hello, Rosie and Chris. Thought you might be interested to know that the popular theory at the moment is that they think the Loch Ness Monster is actually a whale's penis.
Sorry?
I don't know. I think it's a whale's penis, not a
Loch
Ness Monster.
Sorry, I saw a thing recently that said at the moment, the biggest ever search for the Loch Ness Monster is happening now in Scotland.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Apparently they're doing a huge thing for it. Let's have a quick look online.
Oh my God.
Yeah, yeah. But apparently the crack. Yeah. Hold on. I'm going to type in Loch Ness Monster News on Google.
Yeah, go on then. I want to know.
Yeah, 2 days ago, BBC News. Well, first, NBC News. Loch Ness Monster, largest hunt in decades takes place. BBC News, two days ago, Nessie hunters hear sounds but fail to record them. Nice one, guys.
What?
They've heard sounds but they fail to record them.
Why they fail to record them?
I don't know.
So the saga goes on.
There we go. The mystery of the fabled Loch Ness Monster endures despite a weekend of mass participation Nessie hunting. About 200 volunteers kept a lookout for mysterious events from the shoreline but spotted nothing unusual. Observers on a boat using acoustic equipment reported 4 unidentified gloops, but then realised that their recording device wasn't plugged in. Fucking hell. organisers said visitors from around the world joined the hunt despite appalling weather. Okay, so there's a... congratulations to the numerous gift shops around there who've obviously done very well.
I know, I was going to say, if the jig is up... They'd lose a lot of profits, and I'd feel like that. I'd be quite sad for that community.
No, I feel like if they found the monster and it was real and they were like, that would be even better.
How?
Because loads of people would come to try and see it.
But I'm saying, but if the mystery, but if they found out that it wasn't real,
so you think the mystery's
keeps it going.
That, I'm telling you right now, that person who heard the four gloops but forgot to press record, he owns a chippy round the corner.
I think so. No, there'll be someone. There'll literally be Mavis from the post office. Yeah. Did you hear that? It's the Nessie.
Where's Mavis from? Mavis
is from Scotland. Right, she's Scottish.
Brilliant. She sounds
she's
ill.
A fine wee lass, the bunny.
No.
I gave her my mama's engagement ring and a bunny be touch and jull. I met her at the wedding in the corporated hall.
That's
where
horrible.
I was the best man. She was the belle of the ball. Oi, Mavis, post office representative.
Why specifically the post office? Because doesn't that... How many tourists are going to the are going there and
they'll
using the post
office? They'll be sending all the postcards back to the mainland.
Mavis is obviously from the 1950s as well.
Mainland. To the mainland.
It's not an island.
Where is it exactly? It's on the coast.
It's not. It's a lake. It's a lock. Yeah. I mean, it'll be near the coast because they reckon that there was a thing underneath it, but it's not on the coast. It's a lock. Do you think people are just looking at the sea?
I fucking curious idea.
Sorry, you thought the Loch Ness monster.
Right, okay, fair enough. But so is there an in and out, though, to the sea? There's got to be.
I reckon there might be. I heard years ago that they reckon there might be a tunnel underneath, like some kind of...
When did this... It's utter bollocks, Chris.
What do you mean?
It's utter bullshit. Someone from years... They've kept this going for years. Somebody from years ago, to get kids to not play by the lock, has made this up so no one will drown.
Yeah.
And it's just kept on going.
Yeah.
This is madness.
Well, I mean...
No one's ever seen it.
No. Well, it's like a lie that's got perpetuated over years and years and years, but this is just about one thing, but yeah.
Wow, fair enough. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Chris and Rosie, hope you're well. Are you well?
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm a little bit stuffed up, but you know, the really Alabama Hot Pocket thing loosened us up a bit. Got a runny nose, thought I was going to cry. Other than that, yeah, all right.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've just opened a party bag my son received from a four-year-old's birthday party and gone to eat the birthday cake inside.
Don't ever do that, but okay.
My husband went mental saying I should leave it for my son. Now...
Oh, no, I just meant don't eat it at all, but okay.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah.
Now, I know you steal Robin and Ray's birthday money for takeaways. When did we say... Have we said that on here?
Yeah, we do.
Why are we the worst parents?
They get enough, man. What's a fucking seven-year-old going to do with a 20-quid note? He's going to spend it on shite.
Well, this
bag of chicken tikka madras.
We can't do that anymore with Robin. He's too old. Yeah. He keeps all of his money. He's never ending bank of money. He told me this morning he's got some money in a bag.
But I took it for parking yesterday.
So how much was it?
It was about 4 quid.
Where's this money coming from?
He just keeps getting change of stuff. Whenever he sees my mum and dad, I think they fill him full of money, my mum and dad.
I feel like they do because I don't
give
them any
money. But then he spends
it
and then doesn't realise he spent it and then goes off, still got that 5 quid. And it's like, no, you spent it.
Oh, well, he loved that on holiday, though, when we went in any shop and he got something on holiday, like a snorkel and that. And he was like, this is coming out the holiday money, isn't it? My money.
This is our money, not my money.
Yeah, this is coming out of our money.
Yeah.
Okay. Question is, am I out of order for eating the cake from a birthday party my three-year-old son attended? No need to keep me in on this. I'm Charlotte and I love cake. Hi, Charlotte.
Charlotte, that's very good to love cake, but
get away with it for another couple of years.
Here's my opinion on it. Uh-huh. Right? Your kid has had enough sugary shit at that
Definitely
party.
Definitely, agreed.
So the cake on the way home is basically, you know, you don't really need it.
No.
It's going to go dry by tomorrow
because
it's only wrapped in... they wrap it in... It's so upsetting that they just wrap it in a bit of tissue that gets all the jam and cream and stuff on it. Very annoying.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't eat it at all because I've spoke in the past at length about how I feel about children's birthday cake. If that cake has got candles in it and the birthday boy or girl and their friends have all been... I'm all right for a slice of that. Yeah. Thank you very much. I'll have a Twix.
Yeah.
Manky.
I'll have one of the Haribos.
Manky.
See, I always eat it.
Yeah,
keeps
horrible.
Keeps your immune system good.
I'm absolutely all right for that.
I think you are okay to get away with that for another year, but that's all you've got. Because I think once they turn 4, definitely 5, they know exactly what's in that party bag.
Yeah.
You're not getting any of it.
Yeah. I think you're right. But they have enough shit at the party. They have enough sweets and all kinds of crap at the party. And sometimes they have a bit of cake at the party. And then you go, well, have a bit home.
Yeah.
Well, that's that. And if the kid forgets about it, I think that's fair play. If you want to eat it and die from germs from children.
That's true. Potty bags are a bit ridiculous, though, aren't they?
It's just got to be done, isn't it? Mm. It's just one of the things. If there's no party bag, people are like, oh, there's no party bag. Yeah, our friend recently at a party, all the kids got a book on the way out. That was quite nice.
Yeah, that was nice, actually.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Good idea. We've got to do a party for Robin this year.
He wants it in the house. Not happening.
I know.
Not happening. He's not having a party here at all. I don't like having massive groups of people at the house because everyone wants something different and irritatingly specific all the time.
And we're the ones who've got to get it.
And it's all like, what's your Wi-Fi? Do you have any shallow bowls for the baby such and such? Do you have any bottles with lids on? Where's your nail clippers? Like fucking, what? Like, have you moved in? Have you moved in, or are you here for a finite amount of time and then you're gonna fuck off? What's your Wi-Fi is irritating. Sorry, conversation not good enough for you.
I think we should get one of them. Put the buses with the games on.
No.
Why?
Because it pulls up at your house and everyone is like, can I use your toilet? Have a go. Oh, I need to go and wash my hands. Oh, Robin, I want to show everyone my room. There's fucking 20 of the cunts. You're not showing them in your room?
You're such a miserable
I can't
bastard.
Bear it, man. Get a centre. Get a centre where we're going to have a big bin liner in the corner. Everyone finish. All the rubbish in the bin liner. Kids in the bin liner. Back of the car. Tip. Throw the kids in the tip. Come home. I might have got mixed up with some stuff there. The truth might have came out by accident. Look, have the party at the tip. Get all them jump in the tip. Just a field. Just put them in a field. Let them run around in a field.
Oh my God. All right. We understand you don't like people in your house.
I don't like large amounts of people in my house. It's just, am I the only one here that just thinks that everyone always wants something specific?
I just think you're the only one that gets really irritated by it because I don't really mind.
Fucking tits.
I don't mind.
Was your wine glasses? You got your gin glasses? You got any ice? If you're like, look, everything's there, man. Why do you want something else?
You're such a knob. You are such a knob. Don't stop thinking of stuff.
Is any other crisps? What crisps are these? Where's your butter? I'm just putting some bread for the bairn who doesn't like your crisps. Oh, God! It's always that.
Well, whenever we have people around, I always say, just help yourself.
I was asking me for stuff.
Maybe it's because I've said, don't ask me, just help yourself, so that they ask you.
Is your bin bags?
Oh, all right, man, misery. Fucking hell. Babadoo, 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 ba. Do, 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 do. Thanks again for listening to this week's episode of Shagged Married Annoyed. It's been my birthday. It's been lovely. Thank you for being here. Part of the Acast Creator Network.
There we go. Last chance this week to vote for us in the NTAs. Please go. Google National Television Awards and vote for us. We're up against Louis Theroux. We're up against Piers Morgan. We're up against Graham Norton. Powerhouses of TV interviews. And then us sitting in there. And hopefully we might win it.
It's going to be a good night.
It'll be a good night.
Let's get your face.
Let's get your face. Train home in the morning, though. Train home drunk from London gives me serious anxiety. Really upsets us. Really upsets us. I might walk it.
Should we after party it? Should we be rebels?
Let's. Couple of reasons. Yeah. One, I don't think we ever get invited to the good after parties.
No, we don't.
We're not part of the crew. No, we're not
in there enough. Yeah, you're totally right. We'll go to shit one.
We're in there with like the photographers and the people who tell you where to stand.
Yes.
And then all the A-listers, they go to a different one.
Yeah, that's fine.
We will be knackered and probably want to be in bed by about 10 o'clock.
So let's hotel, club sandwich.
Club sandwich. Club sandwich!
Let's do it.
Happy days. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.